All right, let's get started. So today, the devotional we're going to visit about is called Real Faith Changes Lives. And our verse is James 2:18. Our verse goes, "Now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds." So some people think faith is just a conversation. It's an idea to be discussed or a theology to be debated. But faith is so much more than that. James teaches us that real faith transforms lives. Let's read his verse one more time. "Now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds." Here, what James is describing, the person who thinks faith can be separated from actions, how believing in God's word and God's deeds, good deeds, aren't connected. However, James also says he can't see your faith if you don't show it with your good deeds. His life has been changed by his faith. So James says he can prove his faith by pointing to the way he serves God and the way he serves others. I've witnessed faith change a person. You know, the change starts with the heart and then it spreads. I've seen very unpleasant or bad people completely transformed. There's no way that the change that I saw in some of these people was humanly possible. You know, one way to explain this is to consider love. Love isn't visible unless you're able to see it in action. In the same way, the only way you know if someone has real faith is by looking at how they live. What James is saying here is, if you claim to be a Christian, then I have the right to ask you to prove it through your actions. You know what they say, don't just talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. The point is, someone as big as God can't possibly come into your life without changing you visibly. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and the new life has begun." James isn't saying we are saved by our works. The Bible's crystal clear that we are saved by faith in Jesus, nothing more, nothing less. The Bible says God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we've done, so none of us can boast about it. But through our faith, God transforms us so that our attitudes and our actions become evidence of the trust that we have put in him. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." Again, taking that first step of getting saved and being a believer, and having Jesus come live in your heart and live in your life is the first step. But you have to be transformed. Your actions have to show that transformation. Like I said a while ago, you can't just talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. If you've never placed your trust in Jesus, now is the time to do it. Let Jesus transform your life from the inside out. Let us pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the message. God, we just have to be reminded that we are a work in progress. And it's not just a flip of the switch that transforms us. It is a change that takes time. And God, we're just thankful that you are patient with us and that you are transforming us. And I pray that each one of us are living our lives in a way that we are not only talking the talk, but we are walking the walk. And we're making you proud by how we live our life and how we conduct ourselves and how we treat others. Again, thank you for this time together. Thank you for everybody on the call. I pray, God, that that these calls that we're doing once a week, God, that are a special time that we can just hit that pause button and just focus on you for a few minutes in this chaotic day, this chaotic world that we live in. Thank you for letting us be together for these moments. Just pray that we continue to do so. We give you all the glory. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.